Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of The West Steps. And this week, we have one of our own in the house. Sarah, can you tell us who you are and what you do at the Children's Campaign?
Sure. Thanks, Beza. So I am the manager of special policy initiatives here, which means that I help lead our work in our emerging policy areas. So these are policy areas where the Children's Campaign is working to build our capacity to engage in response to what we're hearing from our It's About Kids Network leaders across the state, or in response to what we're seeing in data and research trends. So one of the areas we're currently building our capacity in is in family economic security, with the goal that all children in Colorado will be able to grow up in families that are financially secure.
So that's interesting. So I think, you know, we don't think of Colorado as having issues around family economic security. So can you give us some information around the landscape of what Colorado's family economic security looks like and what that means for Colorado kids?
Yeah, so Colorado has done better economically as a state over the past years, but we know that there are about 149,000 Colorado kids who experienced poverty in 2017. So this is about 12% of kids in Colorado. But we also know that federal poverty guidelines, which is how poverty is officially determined, don't accurately measure what's required for families to make ends meet. And it also doesn't vary by geographic location, so different communities across the state. Poverty for a family of four means that the family is making $24,300 a year, which is far less than what's needed for a family to meet their basic needs.
So we are saying for a family of four in Colorado, $24,000 anywhere in Colorado.
Anywhere in Colorado, anywhere across the country, actually. So that's the official federal way that the federal poverty measure is determined.
So that $24,000 is after you pay rent, you pay for food, you pay for
childcare.
So that's insane.
Yes.
So which leads me to my next question, which is, okay, so you said about 49,000 families?
About 149,000
kids in Colorado. That's an insane amount of number, and we don't seem to think that Colorado has that many kids that are really struggling. So, you know, if we're not measuring poverty adequately, as you said, with just $24,000, what are some of the solutions here? What policy interventions are you looking at to make sure those kids and families who are living in poverty are able to break that cycle?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think something else that's important to point out is that we know that the time when kids are most likely to live in poverty is when they're under the age of six. And so this is really significant when we think about our work at the Children's Campaign, because when kids are born into families where they're living in poverty or they're not financially secure, it impacts kids' health outcomes. It impacts their social, emotional, and cognitive development and their educational achievement. And it also impacts kids' outcomes later in life when they're adults. That stress for kids that's caused by living in poverty can inhibit their early brain development. It can negatively impact a child's ability to succeed in school and develop those skills they need in order to be successful adults. There was actually a recent study out from the National Academy of Sciences. It was a multi-year study, and one of the things that study found was that poverty itself causes negative child outcomes, especially when poverty occurs in early childhood or when it persists throughout a large portion of childhood. So I think that's one really important connection to the other work that we're doing as well.
That's very interesting. So we are saying that not just when kids are currently living in poverty, but the consequence of living in poverty, especially at a young age, is something that follows kids throughout their lives. And it affects not just their early childhood experiences, but their educational and health outcomes as adults. So it seems to me that this is an issue area that has significant outcomes for the state. So what are some of the large policies that would make a huge difference here? What intervention would not only decrease the number, but also mitigate some of the consequences once kids are adults or young adults?
Yeah. So the good news is that we know what works to combat child poverty in the United States and in Colorado. The child poverty rate in the United States was cut nearly in half between 1967 and 2016. And that was due to policies like tax credits, like the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit. These are federal tax credits, and assistance like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and housing assistance. So these kinds of supports keep about 40% of kids above the poverty threshold who would otherwise live in poverty. The federal child tax credit alone lifted 1.5 million kids out of poverty in the United States and lessened poverty for another 6.1 million kids in 2016. We also know that even relatively modest increases in family income can promote better outcomes for kids who are living in poverty. So, for example, low-income kids who experienced an increase in family income of $3,000 when they were five years old, earned an average of 17% more as adults, and they worked 135 hours more annually than similar kids whose family incomes did not increase during that time. We also know studies have shown that an increase in family income of $3,000 during a kid's first 5 years of life is also associated with the equivalent of 20 points on the SAT.
So I think the next obvious question is, then why aren't we doing this at a federal level or at a state level, putting more money in struggling families' pockets?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I think what the study that I mentioned earlier from the National Academy of Sciences found was that if you package together sets of policies that provide both income and work supports to families, this is the most effective way to reduce child poverty. So policies like the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit, alongside policies like food or housing assistance, really work together effectively to lift families out of poverty and allow them to meet their basic needs. I think at the federal level, there is a conversation. Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado is talking about a child tax credit. We have a child tax credit at the federal level, but talking about reforming that child tax credit so that for families with young kids under the age of six, they would receive a credit each year of $3,600. For families with kids over the age of six, receiving a credit of $3,000 a year to sort of along those lines of providing those supports to families when they have young children. But a lot of this is a question of political will and whether we how we prioritize what we make our investments in, whether we invest in these sorts of supports for families and for young kids now, knowing that that really pays off down the road, is a conversation that we need to continue to have. But we know the policies that work. We have evidence to show that they work.
So this is more of a political question than is it a policy one? It seems from the research you just talked about and some of the evidence, the policy in mitigating this problem is very clear, but the political environment is that one of a strained one.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So we talked a little bit about Colorado's landscape around poverty and family economic security. What are some of the policies that the Children's Campaign is involving? What are some of the policies the Children's Campaign is investing in this area, especially as a new emerging policy topic?
Yeah, so there are definitely some bills that are moving through the Colorado legislature this session that would help support financial securities for families in Colorado. One is a bill that would fund the state version of the child tax credit. So we talked a little earlier about the federal child tax credit. So we also have a state version of the child tax credit in Colorado, which the legislature created in 2013, but it hasn't been turned on or funded. And so the bill that's moving through the legislature this session would allow that credit to be funded, and it would allow Colorado families who have children ages 5 and under to claim a state child tax credit that would equal out to be a portion of their federal child tax credit. Mm-hmm. One other example of a bill that's moving through the state legislature this session would be a bill that would establish a paid family leave program in Colorado. So this would support families when they take time off to care for a new child or a sick family member to ensure that families can remain financially secure during those periods of their life as well.
So those are pretty large, substantial policy solutions. Are there some policy ideas, and these might not necessarily be the ones that are going through the legislators right now, but what are some emerging policy areas that would elevate families out of poverty? We talked a little bit about earlier about that cash assistance program, and then coupling those with other programs like affordable child care and things like that. Are there other policy solutions that would elevate families out of poverty, just like what we saw in the past couple of years that are moving kids out of poverty?
One thing that folks think about is how to improve some of the policies that we know work to combat poverty for families. So thinking about programs like the child tax credit or the earned income tax credit, and can we structure those in a way that makes them more beneficial for families? Programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or housing assistance, can we think about ways to make those assistance programs more accessible for families and make them more available for families to utilize those benefits? Can we think about the TANF, which is the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, so some cash assistance for families who are really struggling? Can we think about ways to make that program work better to lift families out of poverty and be more effective in that way? And so I think that's one thing that people are thinking a lot about, is sort of how can we build on some of the momentum we already have created to really move some of these programs forward and improve them even more.
That's very exciting. Okay, so I think my other question around this is in people's minds, and I wonder how people can really invest in this area and know what's happening at the state legislature. How can people get involved? How can people find out what's happening at the state level, but also at the federal level? What are the resources out there for people to really inform themselves around poverty and how actually it's a pretty big problem for Colorado?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one way folks can stay up to date on what's happening at the state level in Colorado would be to subscribe to this podcast, but also to sign up for our weekly Kids Flash newsletter, which includes an update on what's happening at the Capitol each week during the session, things that really impact kids and families over there. And if you sign up for that newsletter, you'll also find out when there might be an opportunity to email or call your legislator on a particular issue that really impacts kids and families. So those are a few really good ways, I think, to stay involved.
Thank you for making the time and talking to us about family economic security. For those of you who have not subscribed yet, please subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you rate us on iTunes so others can find it. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we will talk to you again next week. Have a good one. Thanks, Sarah.